Spokane. I am coming July 20th. I'll be at First Interstate Center for the Arts. The early show is sold out. There are still tickets available to the late show. Go to tomsegura.com/tour.
Where'd you go to college?
Fucking the biggest, baddest school in the land. Lenore Ryan College.
Wait a minute. How the fuck did I never know this? You went to school there?
I went to school in Hickory. And there's a really interesting story as to why I went there. I did not get into any other school that I applied to.
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the program. I probably don't say it enough, so I'll say it now. You've never looked more beautiful, Christina. Thank you for dressing up today, and I'd like to welcome back to the show the very funny, the very talented Andrew Santino, everybody. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Tom.
Yeah, it's great to see you, man. It's been a while. I don't know if I can ask you this or not. We were just talking about the fact that, you know, I actually live in Austin now. I'm just visiting Los Angeles for a short period.
I know.
Should I have stayed? Should I keep this place?
No.
Great.
No, this place is not for you.
Good.
In fact, once a month I go to where your old house was.
Really?
And there's a vigil. Yeah, we all go out there and we...
As a group?
Yeah, there's about 150 of us.
Jesus, that's 200. Sizable.
Mm-hmm. And we go out there and we pray that you'll stay in Austin and not come back.
That's how much you don't want me back.
Mm-hmm. And every time you come back, we kind of, everyone collectively is a little sad about it.
And they must feel like the vigil doesn't work.
It does not.
Yeah.
It does not, because you have so much access to come back and forth.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Yeah. You didn't bring her, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Because she's just
it's
not,
a lot.
It
it's
stinks.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it stinks. And don't miss her. Don't miss anything about
her. You have anything to say about that?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Her birthday's coming up.
Just passed. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. She didn't pass. The birthday just passed.
No.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah.
74, 75?
I think nickel, 55.
55.
Yeah.
Wow.
Two fives.
Mm. Yeah. You ready to get a new wife?
I've been ready. Yeah.
It's about that time.
Yeah.
It really is about
that. You still have
time.
One?
Yeah, but she's, I sent her away for a little while.
How'd that go?
It was good. It's just, I didn't know there was adult boarding school, but you know, there is adult boarding school. If you have a significant other that you're kind of getting sick of, you can send them away for a couple months.
Does it make them better?
It does something to them.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. Yeah. She went away for 3.5 months, to Croatia. I sent her away to Croatia, small little town in Croatia.
Yeah. Culturally kind of different now.
Yeah.
Gets it.
They still, you know, smack around a little bit and do all the things that you kind of want the program to do. And then they come back a little bit different. So
I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind like a Eastern European or Russian kind of training school where like a guy with like big hands, like bear hands, you know, is kind of just like, you know, just not hitting, but just kind of, you know, when like when you're doing pad work, you're wearing jerseys and someone just fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. Just kind of does some shoulder shaking.
Be better doing? Wife.
Yeah.
Be better wife.
Yeah.
Better wife.
Yeah.
And at some point, I am better wife. Then they figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, then sure. They can all figure it out. But she's good. She's back and she doesn't speak English anymore, but she is good.
Ugh, what a dream.
You know what we got now?
Mm.
We got a garden in the backyard.
From her. She learned how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Growing zucchini, squash, lettuce, and strawberries.
Wow.
I'll bring some next time.
Those Slovaks, they really know how to do all
mm-hmm.
that. That's great.
Those Slovies can grow, man.
Yeah, they really can. They don't have a choice.
No, they don't have a choice.
You want to eat?
If you want to eat, you must grow.
Do you, well, actually, let me open this show with a clip and then we'll talk.
Please.
All right. Here you go.
Hey, listen, for those of you that do not understand ATM etiquette, I'm going to teach you a little something, okay? I just left the ATM. It's just one little small little room with just one ATM in there. I swiped my card to get in the room. A man came behind me, right up on me. I'm getting ready to put my card into the ATM machine, but he's so close up on me, so I look back at him. You know, if anybody looks back at you because you're too fucking close, that means get the fuck back, right?
Mm-hmm. It does mean get the fuck back.
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mama in the fuck is dead!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsi. Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
It's a long one.
That's a long intro.
It was longer than normal, I feel.
Longer than the show usually is. Mm-hmm. I love a black woman breaking down how shit should be.
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. When she said, let me tell you something about ATM etiquette.
I'm with you. I already know where you're going.
I thought ass to mouth.
I thought she was going to be like, wipe your dick after you pull it out of my ass.
100%. I was like, I thought she's going ATM etiquette. And then she's talking about the actual machine.
Yeah.
And she's right. Yeah. Back the fuck up.
Dude.
Back the fuck up.
And if it's a room, like, one thing is, like, there's an ATM out in public, you know, stand at least fucking 8 feet back, 10
yeah.
feet back.
Yeah.
Give the person, if it's one of those rooms, like, dude, wait outside the room. That's whole point.
Have you ever, when was the last time you used an ATM, though, for real? No.
No, I did.
No.
Yeah, what do you mean no?
When? Tell me when, off the top of your head, the last time you went to an ATM.
It was not that long. It was drive-thru. I drove up to one just to get some cash. Yeah. I did.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to you.
What are you doing with cash? I don't think in LA they accept cash anymore. This is such a fascist
really?
Fucking place.
This place is crazy.
This place is insane. No, they don't accept cash anymore. You go to places, they're like, we're cashless?
Everything, yeah.
And you're like, no, that's illegal. You have to take cash.
This is legal tender.
And they go, no, we're cashless.
Yeah.
So, and you can tip us before we get you the product.
You
have to give them 50% before you even get the thing.
There's the cash. There's the people that are not taking cash. And then nothing still makes me crazier than this bill is too big for us. And I'm like, how is that my problem?
Why is that my problem?
This is a business, right?
Yep.
Like, this is a business and you take US cash here.
Yep.
I have it.
I have it.
Do you have something smaller?
No.
Like, nah.
Not my problem.
Yeah. You figure it out.
You go to the bank and you learn ATM etiquette when you go to the bank business.
Fucking A. So listen to what she does here.
So he still doesn't move. I don't give a shit if the mandate was lifted, no mask mandate or whatever. You still supposed to practice social distance, especially at the ATM. So since he didn't, guess what I did? I farted on his ass. The fart was loud and it was funky.
The fact that she keeps one in the chamber for situations like this,
I know.
Kudos.
Yeah.
She's loaded up at the ATM knowing I could hold this shit.
Yeah.
I could wait till I get back outside. Get too close, like a snake. She's got her ass venom.
Bam.
Ready to just hiss right out all over this guy.
He gonna look at me and say, ugh, and then leave up out of the room. You should have waited outside in the first goddamn place.
Fact.
You're not supposed to be in all up on somebody when they trying to get their money out. Hey, listen, if you in the ATM or you if somebody too close up on you, all you gotta do is just fart on. Make sure it's loud and it's fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's not bad advice.
You know, I know Kevin Samuels passed away, R.I.P.
Rest in peace, man. Yeah.
This is like the new female Kevin Samuels.
Yeah.
She's given the right advice to people that need to hear it.
I can't believe people bashed him so much.
Kev Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were bashing. They were just
people
like.
People were upset.
They were so upset. They're like the way he, I'm like, he was, all he was straightforward. He's just like a guy who was like, you need to lose weight.
Yeah.
That's it. And you're like, I mean, I think I'm beautiful. He's like. You know, he was like, he's a man in that way, because you could be, you need to lose weight, and a woman, your friend, like, you look great. And then a guy, your guy friend will be like, hey man.
Yeah.
You need to drop 20 pounds.
Tighten up.
Tighten up.
Tighten up. You're going, it's summertime too.
Put that shit down. Stop eating. You know, That's what like guy friends.
That's
say.
What a good friend would do.
Yeah,
for
a friend,
you.
A real friend,
a real exactly. friend. Yeah, would say, you look like shit.
Yeah,
quite the opposite. You look better than you've ever looked right now.
Thanks, man.
And yeah. I see you. Can I say something that you do that annoys me?
What?
I've got a list here. Let me get my phone.
Okay. yeah.
You
yeah.
do the thing that Rogan does sometimes when you post sweat drops.
Oh yeah.
Post workout.
Yeah.
As your friend.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Guess what? I call it a pool of accomplishment.
It's every time I see it, I'm annoyed. And the only reason I'm annoyed is because I didn't work out that day. Yeah. That's what pisses me off. Then I'm like, you fucking dick.
I know that I've become a guy that I'm sure I would have been like, don't post your workout shit. It's become like, I don't even post them all. I don't post them all. But when I'm feeling like yesterday, I should have posted yesterday because I took some Kratom and I was just fucking geeked out of my
mind. You like that shit, huh?
Dude.
That stuff's like, it's like crack for,
oh my God.
It's heavy.
I was like, ah, and I was fucking, here's how crazy it was. I was going to do like four sets of a work of like one lift and then another one and a three. And that would be a set, right? 4-4-4.
Right.
And then I would move on to another body part and then do 4-4-4 again. I was so geeked up that I would go from those four that I would go over to the treadmill, like run for 3 minutes. Then do step ups, then go back to the four, then throw in kettlebells, like in between the four, not counting it. And I got out of there like an hour and 15 minutes later. I was like, I'm out of my fucking mind. And
that shit is awesome.
All crazy. Yeah,
let's start taking that shit.
Yeah, dude, you should get some. Get,
I want to.
Get the liquid kind because there's pills too. It's the liquid is what's up. It straight up will have you fucking.
What happened to Segura? He OD'd on Kratom at the gym. He was kettlebelling his way to death.
Yeah.
I ran this morning. I run.
It's great for you.
It is. It can be. But I also have learned to row. Mm-hmm. But I can't row anymore because every time I think of rowing, I think of House of Cards because he would row at night.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't be associated with him.
Can I tell you something, man? I was just thinking about him. How when someone has a scandal publicly. Yeah. And we're like, they're like, and especially now in the modern, in the last, let's say decade where we go, this person is now persona non grata, right? Like you just, we don't deal with them anymore. But then you go, well, how talented were they?
Yeah.
Right? How talented were they? Like if it's, you know, if you tell me like Marilyn Manson, we can't, I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Fucking get him out of here.
Hasn't made a song in a long time.
I don't
time.
Give a shit what he,
yeah.
I'm done. I wasn't listening anyway. Kevin Spacey. Open arms, baby. Come back. You're a really other level actor. I mean, this guy is phenomenal.
He's so good.
He is so fucking good.
Let me throw some out and let me see how you feel.
Okay.
John Mayer.
He has a scandal?
No, I'm saying if.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Could we let him back?
You know,
he fucking rips.
He
dude.
Rips, dude. And he does the,
what Who's is that?
That was us. Sorry about that.
Whoa. Holy fuck, dude. You guys are fucked. Wait till Big T is done with this podcast. You guys are done.
Two fucking J's in the booth and you got ding, ding, ding.
Was that money going into your bank account?
Yeah.
Ta-ta there, retard.
So.
John Mayer. Because he wails.
He wails. What's the, when he does the Dead and Company? Like he does
Yeah,
the,
dude. It's unbelievable how talented that dude is.
I know how talented he is.
But you're done.
No, I'm not done. I'm saying I am not familiar enough with you know when someone's like a celebrity, you're like, of course I know who that is.
Yeah.
Of course, like I could even reference that I know he does those tours on top of his own. I'm gonna say because I'm not as familiar, he's welcome.
Oh, he's welcome back. Yeah, okay. Yeah. How about okay, comics, I'll do if they what about Attell? What if they canceled Attell?
I don't care if he fucking guts a dog. On the 405, I don't give a shit.
Pictures of him with a cigarette in his mouth, just like carving a dog in half right off the freeway.
Fine.
He can come back.
Come back.
This is good to know the scale over who's allowed to come back.
I mean, I really would have a hard time saying no to anything.
He could do something really terrible.
Attell could get away with anything.
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, he's probably got a great joke about it.
He'll have something, you know, soon.
Oh, yeah.
What about athletes? What about like,
Well, first I want to say this. I have a real, the older I get, the more I realize it's kind of silly how much we, we punish athletes for not having great personalities sometimes. Like that's part of the modern thing. They're like, this guy's kind of a dick. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, we don't like dicks, but then you're like, yeah, but he's, you know, he's doing his job. His job is to like play that sport.
Yeah.
And people get like really, you know, like Barry Bonds is, you know, famously like not liked by the press, right? They're like, he was a dick. I'm like, the greatest fucking
yeah
player.
He was a dick to you guys.
Yeah.
But that's, we're one group
of
people.
He didn't like press. He didn't like media.
I thought they said, like, they say Phil Mickelson. A lot of people have an issue with him. They say he's kind of like the dickhead. And
Kareem was like that in the 70s and 80s. Whatever. Where, like, the press was like, we hate Kareem. He's such an asshole. And he was like,
Would you want to talk to the press after playing a game?
I think I would be the worst.
Why is...
I think I'd be the worst. And also, the thing now has evolved into they talk to you during the game.
Yeah, you know, this like is insane.
Going to the locker room at halftime, they're like, rough first half. And you're supposed to be like, yeah, you know, I really need to calm down and we need to do fundamentals. Like, how are you even having this interview right now?
Yeah, what's it worth? Here you go. You're an athlete. You just got beat. You guys just got whooped, you know, 40-7. You just got fucking, you just got it. Ready?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the loss, Tom?
Fuck you, you cunt.
Why can't anybody say leave me the fuck alone? I don't want to do this.
You get contractually, you're obligated. Like, that's the thing. And I think they're assholes, the organizations and the league, for making them do that.
I got something. This just made me think of something. Why wouldn't they have a contract where it's like, yeah, you have to do a press or media.
Sure.
But you get to go through one channel and then that channel distributes it to everyone and they can interpret it as they must. So imagine afterwards you're like, hey, for 20 minutes we have to talk to your press guy, like your media guy.
Sure.
He distributes it to them and they can do as they may.
I know the players would like it more.
Well,
if
it's someone they get along with, they can ask those questions and then go, you can give that to the guys and they can do whatever they fucking want with
This talking to you right now just makes me realize how much it's fun to watch a psychopathic coach who just lost have to answer questions.
Well, the coach is good. I think they should have to talk.
They're great.
Players, no, but a coach is good. I like when the coaches get emotional. Yeah. Like Pop. Pop used to say shit. I love it. Yeah. Popovich used to go off. He would say whatever he felt like. And also he'd bring social issues. If something was bothering him, he would go for it.
Yeah.
He'd be like, those guys suck. And that's all bullshit. And they're like, all right, Pop, thanks for the time. And he would just walk right out.
Yeah.
I love that about him. He couldn't fucking care less. Steve Kerr speaks up a lot. There's a lot of them just talk.
Yeah.
That know how to like throw it in when they feel like it's necessary. But also then there's guys that are miserably boring coach wise that they get up there and then they don't say anything anyway. And you're like, why did we do this?
Yeah. The guys who answer things just like the way
that they were programmed.
Yeah. Like programmed. It's so boring. I like when, you know, like a Mike Leach, who's just like, just saying wild shit. Like, you know, he's like, well, if these guys weren't more concerned with their fat fucking girlfriends than playing ball. And you're like, that shit is amazing.
Have you seen Last Chance U?
I've seen season one. I think I saw part of season two.
Dude, I've watched all of them. Every time I'm on a plane, I watch one of those things.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing.
They're great because the coaches, these are, you know, they're like JUCO guys or community college guys. So like their isms, you know, I just like when they talk shit. And those are the kind of coaches I wish could make it at a higher level.
Yeah.
Because they're straight as fuck. They're straight up.
No.
There's no faking it. Because they've worked with kids that come from the toughest situations. There's no bullshit. You can't fucking soft play those kids.
No.
You have to be honest with them. Otherwise, they don't respect you.
Totally. I know. When they get to those kids too who are like, and they're like looking at their transcripts and they're like, Jesus, like, can you read?
Yeah.
God, you're fucking 19.
But there was one where the kid got an F in, it was like a conversation class. All you had to do was talk about life. It was like a philosophy conversation class. He's like, how are you going to get an F in thought?
You know, the answer is I just don't go.
I don't go. Fuck that shit. I'm not going.
My cousin is from Vegas and he went to UNLV in the like early 90s when they had that squad.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're talking like Larry Johnson, Stacey Augmond. Yeah. Like and they, you know, if you're not familiar, you look up that team and these dudes were like, it was your nightmare.
Well, first of all, they were grown men.
Absolutely.
They weren't college men. They
beasts.
They looked like they were 40 years old.
Larry Johnson looked 37 and like he looked like a defensive end for for the Giants.
He was like 275.
Yeah. 6'7". And this man put in UNLV. I mean, this is you tell me that that's a college kid. And he, I mean, fucking like built like this.
That's a man. That's a grown adult.
One
male.
Gold tooth in the front. And he was just, and then, and he's playing against a fucking 18 year old kid.
Yeah. Me now.
Man, you'd see him, you're like, oh shit. And just, yeah, double hand, you know, fucking breaking the backboard. So I was like,
that's a dad. That's like a grown
crazy.
Dad.
That's crazy.
Who's got a mortgage.
Yeah. Genetics are wild. But he's, I was like, you're in class. He goes, yeah, it's Stacey Augmon in a class. And I was like, what was that like? He goes, he came one time. He goes, he came one time. He sat with his feet up on another desk.
Ugh.
And was just like lounging. And he goes, and we never saw him again. And I'm like, and you know, because that was Coach Tark.
Yeah.
He used to bite the towel.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? And yeah. A famous players coach, they would say. Uh-huh. You know, he would go to those professors and be like, this kid's passive.
Yeah, do the right thing.
Yeah.
Do the right thing or you're fired.
Yeah.
They're like, but I've been here for 15 years. It doesn't fucking matter.
I don't give a
it's
shit.
It's Stacey Augmon.
And this is Las Vegas, and I'll have your fucking neck broken in the desert. Yeah.
I do. I think that it is wild to think that, like, there's this argument still about, like, I'm pro pay to play.
Yeah.
I'm big on that. I think give those kids the fucking money. You're robbing them anyway. When people are like, their education is what they're getting out of it. It's like, dude, they don't fucking
okay,
need that.
Okay, you old man. Shut up with that
shut
shit.
Shut the fuck up. Give these guys money. And also, when someone complains about them having help, like they're like, oh, but they get help to get through classes. Yeah, because their whole life is working and training for a thing.
Yeah.
You don't have that at all. You don't do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should go to class. They have so many other priorities. So totally. They're balancing all this stuff. Of course they don't. They shouldn't go to class. They should have to go to class a half as much as you because they do twice as much outside
totally.
Of it.
And here's the thing. You know, the world is full of regular folks and then outliers and like people who have like incredible skills. Like I was just in Cincinnati. I hung out with Joe Burrow, you know,
Joey B.
Yeah. The Bengals quarterback. And I'm thinking like, you take a kid like that when he goes into LSU, right? And think about the impact just financially he has on not just that team, the school, the market. What it does, like how many more people are watching those games on TV, what that Heisman does. And you go, this is generating millions of dollars.
Tens
and you
want
to go, yeah, but we just got you a fucking degree.
So
free.
It's like, who gives a fuck?
Fuck out of here with
that. Get the fuck out of here. You are generating, you do start to realize what that does for like even a city.
Yeah.
Like that, just for the city itself, it brings the name changes for people culturally. It becomes like, I think Cleveland was always this joke, you know, the Browns. People always have a joke about Cleveland Browns. Especially because being from the Midwest. But straight up, Baker Mayfield did a thing for Cleveland.
Yeah.
Like it's got a thing now. There's a thing about it now that you're like, they're not the Browns of old.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
And now they're like, hit the bricks, dude. We don't need you.
I know.
It's fucking crazy.
I know. But
on the college level, it really changes everything. You know?
Totally.
Like I didn't even realize until I was on this tour, I didn't realize how small enrollment is at Duke because it's such like this glorified program that it's a national program that for years and years and years just wins and is always in the Final Four. And you're like, I don't know, in your mind, I always just imagine a bigger school.
Yeah.
And you realize, no, this is what something like a great sports team can do for a school is like it's like the billboard of the school, you know, it's really small enrollment, man. Like it's a few thousand. And you're like, wait, what?
1,000?
What's the undergrad enrollment at Duke?
Dude, I went to Arizona State. I think we have 750,000 kids at one time.
Yeah, I know.
That will take everybody. Although I did hear someone recently say they didn't get into ASU.
6,700 kids.
6,700?
Yeah.
That was one of my classrooms at Arizona State.
Yeah,
that was one lecture hall.
That's the whole fucking school.
Holy shit.
Like that's like a large high school. You know?
Yeah. Well,
like in Miami, that's like a fucking big high school.
How many high school? My high school was like 4,000.
So it's not that much bigger, man.
Wow. That's fucking crazy. Where'd you go to college?
Fucking the biggest, baddest school in the land. Lenore Ryan College.
Lenore Ryan in North Carolina?
How'd you know?
Is it really?
Yeah. That's where I went to school. Yeah.
Did you really?
That's where I went to school. How do you know that?
Have we talked about this?
We could have. I'm very
my
well
stepdad's
known.
From North Carolina.
Oh, that's probably why you know.
But he's from by Hickory. You know Hickory.
That's where Lenore Ryan is.
I know.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How the fuck did I never know this? You went to school there?
I went to school in Hickory. And there's a really interesting story as to why I went there. I did not get into any other school that I applied to. I mean, zero.
I can't believe you went to an Appalachian school. You're a mountain boy.
Dude, and here's the thing. I was fucking miserable.
Like, sad. It was sad?
I was so upset. I mean, I did not apply myself in high school. Like, very, like, I mean, I really was a lazy student. And I went to a really good prep school. So I was just like one of those kids where they're like, they're just trying. They're like, hey, we know you're not dumb, but could you try? And I was like, whatever. And then, you know, it really was. I mean, it really, like, you see it more clearly when you look back. You're like, yeah. I put nothing into this.
Same.
And they're spending, my parents spending so much money on sending me to this school.
I feel better because mine was public school. I feel bad. I don't feel bad.
Well, yeah, but they spent a lot. And it was a small school, so you'd see the, they'd post this thing, like, on the patio. They had a thing called the senior patio, where kids are going to school. And it was, like, Ivy League stuff, pretty much, across. It was, like, Harvard,
Yale, Duke,
Columbia.
Harvard.
Yeah, all like that.
NYU.
Like, this kid struggled. He got to Stanford. Like, that kind of shit. And you just go all down. Yeah. And people were like, I mean, it was bad, but I remember going there and it was so, you know, I was like, I remember, first of all, I'd never heard of it. And I was meeting with the counselor, like, every kid has a counselor that you talk about college prep with. And I remember him being like, it's not looking good for you, man. And I was like, yeah, he was this science teacher at the school. And I was like, really? He goes, well, your GPA is horrible. Your SATs are okay. And he's like, where do you think you're going to go to school? And I was like, I don't know. I was going to apply to, he was like, you're not.
Apply.
Yeah.
He was, you like, don't get to apply, buddy.
He goes, I want you to check out, he said it, Lenore Ryan. I go, what the fuck is that? Sounds like a skin rash or something, you know? He's like, it's a school in Carolina. And I'm like, I still wonder, like, why he suggested that school specifically.
Yeah.
Because it's not like known as like an easy, it's a small private school. I really think maybe he was like, they'll take a kid who you won't apply for a financial aid or something, and maybe they'll accept you for that. But I remember going and I was like, I don't want to go to school here. I was applying to what I thought were big college experiences. You know, like, I remember I applied to, like, I think University of South. My dream school was DU, Denver University.
It's a good school.
Yeah.
And, but you couldn't get in there.
I applied and they said, no thanks.
Yeah, no chance. Yeah.
The funny thing is, my best friend from high school, who I was classmates with, had a lower SAT, but a higher GPA.
Yeah.
He got in.
What was your GPA? Do you remember?
At high school, I think 2.1.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
2.1?
It was second lowest in the class. The only kid with a lower GPA was named Norbert. Yeah.
Wait, where's Norbert now? What's Norb up?
I think he does. I think he cleans pools or something like that. I don't know.
Can you imagine the scale difference of what he's like, I bet you that Tom guy that was dumb like me,
yeah,
he's probably doing something similar.
Yeah.
And look at you.
Landscape.
Poor Norb Dog. Yeah. God bless Norb Dog. He probably invented something. Let's make up a different narrative. He's the guy that invented, he invented something. He did something really, really good.
He's doing big things.
Big things. Norb is doing big things. He's killing it out there. I think my GPA was 2.96. I think that's right, if I remember.
I could have gotten into DU with that. I definitely could have.
I don't know, man. Dude, I didn't get into anywhere.
Anywhere?
I mean, I didn't apply to a lot of schools, but Arizona State was like fine. ASU was like fine. Because we didn't take SATs. We took ACTs.
And you did,
in Chicago. No, it was bad. I think my ACTs were really bad.
I had multiple Fs because of, what's that subject with the numbers? Math.
Math, yeah.
I failed multiple math classes. And I also, but here's the thing, I would just go like, yeah, I don't do math. And I would just.
That's how you get out.
That's how.
I don't do that. This is not a thing that
I
do.
I hate math. And they're like, you still have to take it. And I was like, nah.
Do you though? Do you have to take math?
I don't know. The funny thing is, you know, when you grow up and then you go, I mean, I don't find myself to be particularly intimidated by numbers or like having, you know what I mean? Like having statistic type conversations. But man, as soon as I got into algebra, I was like, no, this is not for me.
No.
I want to do it again.
You know what I want to do? If I have two kids, I'm going to have one kid go to regular school and one kid teach nothing and see what happens.
Yeah.
As an experiment, as a control, you know, have one kid go through the school system, learn everything. Yeah. and have the other kid never talk to him about anything. Make kind him just live.
This is a perfect chapter for Freakonomics. Did you ever read Freakonomics?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's exactly
right. Remember Winner and Loser?
Uh-huh.
The guy named his twin boys Winner and Loser. And then Winner ended up going to jail a bunch.
A lot.
Like his career criminal. And Loser became a police captain who ended up going by Lou. Because he was like, I think I should probably modify this. But that was like some dad's idea of a funny bit.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. It's pretty funny.
Winner and Loser.
And Loser never got to be an authority figure to Winner, but man, that would have been great.
That would have been
great. If Loser arrested Winner.
Oh my God.
What a day for the dad.
I mean, imagine the chuckle that the booking police officers had when they're put doing the mugshot. And who do we have here? You know,
we got a real winner in this. That was dad jokes galore.
Galore.
They just let it fucking fly. Yeah. Well, your kids are destined for greatness, I imagine.
I mean, I don't know. I hope so. It's a fun age of them just being like wild boys.
Yeah.
You know? 3 and 6.
A lot of dick out type of stuff. So much dick out.
Naked time. So much. And like,
do they pull on it? They just pull on it randomly,
dude,
right?
So I'm like in the living room the other day and my 3-year-old sitting on the couch naked and he's just like, he's just doing like this and he's got a boner. And I just look over, I go, hey man, you can't do that. This is a public area. I go, you want to touch your thing? You go to your room. And he goes, look at it. I go, no. I go, I don't want to look at it.
Look at it.
And he goes, look at it. I go, I know what it is. I have one too. Go to your room and do that. And he's like, hold on. I'm like, no. I'm like, no, dude.
Let him finish.
Get out of here.
Let that kid finish. Don't interrupt his him time.
But then I realized, I'm like, you know, when you're that age, you're probably like, isn't this crazy that this thing like grows?
You don't remember the first time you saw your penis like get hard?
No, I don't remember the first time. I do remember that I was masturbating before I knew that I was masturbating.
Same.
And that I told my cousin, I was like, do you do that thing where like you know, like you kind of like rub the head and like your body like gets these shivers. And he was like, what? I was like, you know what I mean? Like you just kind of like, and he was like, nah.
Uh-uh.
We were young, like 7 or 6 or 7 or something.
Yeah, that's
like, you know what
right.
I mean? Like you just kind of like, you know, you like you hump the mattress and stuff. And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
He wasn't into it?
I mean, no, he was I think he was a few years away.
I put a sock on my penis when I was like 8 or 9. And I remember how good it felt to tug the sock over my penis. And that was like the first time I learned about, you know, putting a sock over your dick. And then later you'd learn that that's how people fucking would jerk off inside of socks. I never jerked off in a sock.
Neither did I.
But that was like a thing that people did. But I put a sock on my penis because I thought it was funny. I remember thinking it was funny. Like it made me laugh.
I don't know how dumb this was, but I used to ask like my college roommates. One of them was like, oh, you know, I was like, where do you jerk off into? He's like, oh, into a tissue. And I was like, yeah, but I have monster loads. And he was like, what?
And you need a paper towel?
He was like, I go, how much comes out? He's like, I don't know, like a few drops or something. I was like, oh, no, I have like ropes. I need like. So he's like, wait, where do you shoot it? I go, I shoot it into like my boxers and then I just dispose of those.
You just throw them away?
No, but I mean like, I go like, they're at least they're contained.
Yeah.
It's contained in this.
It's crumpled.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Then I just throw that in the hamper or something, you know?
I was really, so your mom could have to.
And there'd just be like rock hard boxers all over the place.
I never left it for my parents. I was a good boy.
Wow. That's
I
really.
I always put it in something.
Yeah.
Magazines, a lot of magazines.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of like healthy living, a lot of GQs.
I feel like people don't understand how much I come and I want to show them.
Show us. Show us now.
OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do one.
Dude, that would be rad.
Why don't you do an OnlyFans?
I know that there's some guy who's doing OnlyFans that is like making, I don't know how much money. He's just like jerking off.
Just jerking off on
OnlyFans?
Yeah,
but he's like a model looking dude.
So what? So how are you not a model guy?
Yeah, that's true. That's
You're
true.
A mega babe, dude.
That's a good point.
There was somebody, there's a friend of a friend that I have she doesn't do any nudity. She tries on outfits. And makes 10 grand a month.
God.
Tries on outfits.
The other thing is, you know, it was all like sex workers. And then it became like sex workers and like just hot people.
Mm-hmm.
And now OnlyFans also has just things like nothing to do with anything sexual. Like DJ Khaled he's like, check me out by my pool and shit.
Does he have an OnlyFans?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
And so people are paying for access to like him hanging out at home.
But I do want to, I do want to see that.
I mean, I would pay to see that, but I don't want to give that access to my, I don't want to be like, I'm home now.
Yeah, but you should, you could do a joke OnlyFans where it's like, you're only do, you do the same thing every time they log in.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're always, it's always like the last bite of your meal or something like that. It's like, yeah. The, you know what I mean? Or like the last wipe of your ass. And that's all they get to
that's
see
all you get.
Is the final wipe.
And then I show, see, it's clean. And then that's why it's done.
Tom Segura's OnlyFans, the final wipe. And then you just stand up.
Like, dude, I made blush. 63 grand this month. What a crazy business this
I think
is.
I think it's about to peel off and stop. But that girl, that bad baby girl, she made like a, what was it? It was a couple million in 1 month.
She's making, I think she made 52 million last year.
52 million.
Yeah.
God bless. What the great, this is the greatest country in the world.
It's amazing.
It's the greatest country in the world. Can you do that anywhere else? I don't think so.
52 and not showing her twat. Not,
wait, she's not showing her chochino.
I don't think so.
Wow. No. I thought so. Not even her boobies?
And the the majority of her, like, well, it's spread out between the monthly subscriptions. I saw the breakdown and then messages. So you can pay.
That's what it is.
I think $50. It's not even a crazy amount for a message. And she made like 27 million off of messages.
The messages alone.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
So I have an OnlyFans. I usually don't promote it, but I have an OnlyFans and it's.
Oh, yeah. So sorry. Can you make that bigger by chance? The, yeah, this is like a bit of the breakdown. Okay.
Wow.
So yeah, she made, 26. Is that 26 million? 700 or is that 2 million?
267,000.
Wow.
Wait. Oh, 267,000
on
messages.
Oh, that's for a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or is
200
that for,
grand a month on messages?
On messages. Tips, 5,500. Subscriptions, 757,000. Yeah, so you're right. So for the month, the gross is a million, right? Am I reading that right? I said I was not a good math student. So
I was just going to say, I was letting you do that because I was like, I want to watch this whole why he failed math thing.
But that is like, it looks like that's, I bet she banks a million in 6 hours. That was 6 hours. Sorry, that was one day. That wasn't the month. That was one day. It was April 1st to April 1st, so that was one day.
I have an OnlyFans where I've got I've got a butt plug expander. It's in right now.
It is?
Every time I get a tip, it opens up a little bit.
How do you feel about butt play?
About the butt plugs?
Well, just butt plugs or butt play in general, like your ass.
It is what it is, if you want to come near there. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's an active volcano, but you don't know when it's going to spew.
Yeah.
So if you're on the island at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You just hope it doesn't hit while you're on vacation.
How's the old lady feel about it?
She doesn't have a choice.
Yeah.
That whole fucking Croatia trip really changed her.
That changed her life.
Yeah. She knows when she comes home. She's a play with butt. I'm like, you better believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, so I just throw my legs right over my head and I make her go to town.
Her accent really changed.
Play with butt. Yeah. She does now. Yeah. She switched it, man. She really did switch it up.
This episode of What Does the Wild Naked Man Drink? I'm going to fill this beautiful mason jar with my beautiful Orin, which is medicinal, especially after some amazing working out or going for a run or pumping some iron. It's a form of biofeedback and it's a form of self-love. When I drink my own piss, I get this enhanced benefit of self-approval and self-acceptance. And really, that's all there is to life, because self-love is the only love. So no wonder the yogis have been doing it for over 5,000 years.
Oh, fuck.
You feel sick?
Yeah, I throw up.
Everything that's bad for us, like injecting heavy metals and aborted fetal cells right into your body, is made to seem good. And everything that's good for us, like drinking your piss, is made to seem bad. We live in an inverted clown world. So try it for yourself and be your own guru and do what feels good.
You fucking retard.
What the fuck? What are we talking about? What are we fucking talking about?
What are the chances he lives in LA? He's got real Venice vibes.
Big Venice vibes. Yeah. Big Venice vibes. I think I've surfed with this guy.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
He's like, you piss in your wetsuit and then you just drain the wetsuit afterwards and drink that. The idea that your body getting rid of stuff and that you should put it right back in. do you think it's doing that as a bit? You think your body's like, I'll get rid of this. You have to try to catch it and put it back in. This shit that's coming out of your ass, you gotta grab it,
save
snag it.
It's what's good for you. It's what's good for you.
Gotta be good for you.
A lot of people don't know this.
What have I read though? That this, if you do drink your own piss, it's okay for me, bad for you. You can't drink my pee, but I can drink my own pee.
I've heard that like drinking urine is not
it's sterile for me,
right?
And it's not sterile for you.
I don't think so. Right.
Right. You couldn't drink my piss.
Right. And if you had like, if you had anything like disease wise,
yeah,
your piss can infect somebody, right?
Isn't if that, you drink it,
right? Or like, yeah, you piss someone's eyes or something like that,
right?
Like, you know,
in your mouth or in your eyes,
yeah, which I would hope you would do to Bobby or something.
I've done,
know? Yeah,
I have done. Can you imagine what color his piss is? I think about that sometimes.
Well, are we talking, you know, first thing in the morning, which is usually around 3 or 4 p.m., when you have that first pee,
yeah,
it's got to be.
It, I mean, it's
funky,
it's like Simpsons yellow,
yeah,
do you know what I mean? Where it's so bright, it looks like it hurt, it's painful.
How's he doing? Doing well?
Bobby's doing good.
Good.
He's, you know, the problem with him outside of the Asian stuff is really that he is so unmanageable sometimes.
Yeah.
Where I had to call him and yell at him the other day about all he has to do is answer the phone from one of the people on the team.
Right.
He won't answer any of the phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, just one of the guys. There's five people calling you. Answer one fucking phone call. And I'm on right now. I'm like, I know, but it's not me. You have to answer their phone. They have to do logistical stuff. Yeah, we're planning something. Okay. Okay. All right. Goodbye. Someone will call, write to voicemail. And every time I'll text and call him. I'm like, hey man, we're trying to coordinate all this stuff. He's a 51-year-old, 13-year-old.
So crazy.
It's insane. I'm babysitting. That's what I get paid to do, is babysit.
So then do you have to like, do you need something, do you like call Kalila? Like, do you have to like find other
if
ways?
If I needed something serious, yeah, I'd call her.
You would.
She would be like the, you know.
That's hilarious.
She's the last stop on the tour.
He's so funny like that.
But I have to ping pong through how many people can get a hold of. He has an assistant now.
Now, why choose ping pong? It's kind of an Asian.
I have to ching chong through the system. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I have to ging gong through the system.
Yeah.
I have to wing wong my way up.
Yep.
He's got an assistant now, which is even
How's
funnier.
That?
It's impossible. I feel so bad for this girl. It's crazy that she took the job. It's crazy. She took the job. I mean, it's like.
She Asian?
I don't know. I've never even met her. I have no idea what she looks like. But I'm not.
He had that sweet. What, it was like her niece or something. She was always.
Rudy,
like,
she's on. She's on the show.
Is
with
she
us.
Still on the show?
She got deported.
She did.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
I called ICE.
I kind of wanted her.
She went to the Philippines and I made a couple of phone calls, make sure she couldn't come back in. I was just sick of that shit.
Yeah.
And these Filipinos, they like, come here and they fly free.
If you come here and you don't fucking put out, go back, you know? Go back.
She had to go, man. I was so sick of it. I just said, you got to get out of here, buddy. We have too many brown people in Southern California.
Yeah.
We don't need a new shade, you know?
It is. And she has like a different complexion. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It's not. It is. She's been in the Philippines right now, living her best little life. And then she's going to come back, I think, in a couple of weeks. I think. I don't know. But me and Bob are... We're doing good, but we're about to have like a bunch of breaks because he goes shoot something, I leave, then I shoot. So,
are you gonna bank everything?
I don't know. We're gonna try. No, I think we're gonna try to go back and forth. He has to go to New York for a while, so I'm gonna go to New York and then shoot in New York.
Oh,
which I love. I love going to New York because you get to like that's fantasy town.
It is fantasy town.
I can't live.
You're
there.
Working there too?
No, I'm gonna just go out there,
see him,
do shows, see him. You know, podcast from out there.
He's shooting though too out there.
Yeah, he's shooting Sex and the City.
Oh, that's back.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's gonna be, yeah.
Because I remember he was on it last, right? I
mean, yeah, he was on it last time. He's playing one of the new girls. They replaced one of the girls, and he's playing one of the new girls.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah,
he's a more beautiful woman than he is a man.
I couldn't agree more.
It makes sense.
He's a very pretty little girl.
Yeah,
and actually, kind of has the same tendencies. Like he doesn't like to pee in front of me. He gets nervous. He turns on the sink when he's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
He's a sweet little boy.
Yeah.
Also makes me sick in my stomach, but I do love him to death.
Sounds like
it's kind of like you and Christina. Like you love her, but
what do you think?
She's repulsive to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Speaking of women, have you seen this bit? I don't know who this is. Like, let me see if I can see who did this. It's Seth. Is it
Rogan?
Goblin?
Would you rather have a ticket to a WNBA game or
$1?
$1. There you go, man. Which one would you rather have?
$1, I guess.
All right.
Thank you.
Neither.
Neither?
Seriously.
This is courtside ticket. Does that change your mind? now.
Jesus.
I've seen this guy do a couple of these.
Yeah.
I think it's the same guy. He went up to someone and was like, I'll give you $5,000 if you can name me three WNBA players.
Holy shit.
And no one could do it. And he had cash on him. Not one person could name three. Go, do it now. Go. Let me see if you can do it. Go.
I can't.
I know. I tried myself.
I mean, I can't even actually think of one.
Does Lisa Leslie still play? Because she was the best, right?
I don't think she's active anymore.
Fuck.
There's the one who's in Russia. What's her name?
Oh, Brittany Griner.
Brittany
Griner.
Is it Griner?
It is for me.
Okay.
Brittany Griner, yeah. She's still stuck over there.
Yeah, she's really good.
I do know another one because she went to my sister high school.
Really?
Probably the greatest right now, Candace Parker.
Candace Parker's incredible. And what's the one... It's like Italian, like the
Sue
long,
Bird.
No, the
look at I got three.
You did get three. What's the? She's she's got like that long face. Right?
What are you doing? Be careful, because Nadav can hear this.
Oh,
she's
like considered one of the best ever.
He's like she's got one of these, and then she's always got like a top hat on, and she eats money at halftime. I don't remember.
You know what I'm talking about? The
is she Italian?
Yeah. She's like really well.
Diana Taurasi.
That's her name. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Diana Taurasi.
I'm almost positive.
Type it in. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The only way I know any of these names is because SportsCenter shoves it down your throat. They really do throw.
They
make sure that you know that they're playing.
The only thing that's hilarious about people getting up, like that guy's obviously, he's like just, you know, stirring shit up, like being a
100%,
which is hilarious. But when people go like, they should get paid more, it's like, no, you get paid more because the business thrives.
You get paid based on the money, the revenue that comes in.
Right. That's why NBA players make that much money.
Yeah. This argument is never, it makes me so mad.
Very silly.
Whenever somebody goes, they're getting paid too much to play a game. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? The thing that's making all the money?
Yeah.
Do you think an owner of a fucking sports franchise would go, I should give these guys equal cuts of what I'm making?
Yeah.
No, fuckhead.
Yeah.
If they're making billions,
yeah,
they're giving you a tiny percent of what they're making. So when they get overpaid, it's such a non-truth. There's such a missing element of like, what would you want them to be paid? Tell me the percentage that would be fair. It's revenue-based. It's not talent-based, but it's more revenue-based. What are you drawing into the team?
Sure.
And WNBA players, if they were making more money, if the thing was making more money, then they would make more money.
It's really struggled as a league for a long time.
Well, how much are the tickets?
And here's one of the craziest things. I learned this like a year or two ago. That, do you know who doesn't support the WNBA? I'm talking about with ticket sales and such. Women.
Yeah.
The attendees of attendance of the games.
It's mostly men.
It's mostly men.
Yeah. Look at that. Women. Not women helping
are,
your own cause.
Women are not supporting the WNBA.
It's women and kids that get tricked by their dads. That's what it is. It's dads that go, hey, we're going to a pro basketball game.
Yeah.
Kids like, Dad, you're the best.
Shit.
Dad. And then you get there and you're
John
like.
John Morant. And you're like, kind of.
Well, Jaleel Morant.
Yeah.
There's a couple of John Morants out there.
Yeah.
And then they go and the kids don't know the difference. And kids are fucking stupid.
Kids are fucking morons.
Kids are fucking idiots,
dude.
I have
two of them. so dumb. Wait, so I've been gone just over a year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know you've missed me, but what is LA like now?
Speaking of which, I tried to run into you in New York when you were on your book tour. Two things. One, congrats.
Thanks.
Two, no clue you could write.
Thanks.
No clue.
Thank you.
Because literally when someone goes, Sugar has a book, and I was like, who penned it?
Yeah.
And
by the way.
And they were like, Tom did.
I got asked that a lot. They're like, who helped you write this? And I'm like, I wrote it. And they're like, no.
You mean you wrote it?
And then people
out
would go
mouth?
Like, they would go, no, but like.
Who really wrote
like they could pull you aside. Someone write it for you.
Who wrote it?
No, it would say their name on there.
Well, how many numbers? How many pages?
Seven.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I can't write it. I could never write a book. And what would I put in it?
I didn't know what I was doing. I also think that is a real easy read. And you could take it as a compliment or an insult when I've been getting so many messages. They're like, read it in one sitting. I'm like, it's a fucking, it's 200 pages. they're like, I sat down and just was like, boop,
yeah,
done.
But it's 48 font.
That is huge.
Every page is like 14 words. So you get through it. No, I tried to see you in New York and I missed you. Because who came? Who went? Did Sal come and see you? No, Ari went to your book signing.
Or he did.
He
yeah,
did?
He
yeah.
did the book event, yeah.
Speaking to your people, Nadav, I went to go see his new special.
Isn't it good?
Yeah.
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 I saw him run it like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, this is a really fascinating hour in that it's one topic.
Yeah.
And to make jokes that are in like, it, I like that it's, you're like when you're learning something, you know, that you wouldn't know
oh, yeah.
and laughing, it's a really good formula.
I was yeah. Like, he called it Jew.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you. You know how I feel about Jews.
Yeah.
And I went and it, I turned a new leaf.
You really did.
Yeah.
You came in today. You were super nice to them. I've never seen that.
I hugged Nadav.
I've never seen that.
My body shook a little bit.
I've seen you walk out of rooms where you,
oh
you
God. See that. Yeah. Oh yeah. And then I have to go to one of our meetings.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but it was so good, man. It was such a fun night to watch, to see that. And it was good, but I couldn't make it to your things because I said how much I missed you, but I have missed you a lot, but I know that you're thriving down in Texas, even though, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Texas.
I
like it down there. It is a beautiful little place, but we do miss you. Los Angeles has been struggling pretty heavily.
Has it been good? Is
no.
it good here?
No, it's been bad.
Do you want to leave?
Yeah, pretty bad. I think we're gonna get out of here.
When will you leave?
As soon as we can.
As soon as you can?
By the fall. I think we're gonna split some time by the fall. And we bought a little piece of land in Minneapolis.
That's where you're moving?
Minnesota. Yeah, I'm moving.
I didn't know you wanted to tell people.
Montana is where I'm.
Montana or Minneapolis?
Both. Montana and Minneapolis. There's so a place gonna... called Montana, Minneapolis. It's a city in Minneapolis.
Oh, really?
It's a city inside of a city, inside of a state.
Hmm. And then you'll, wow.
Do you know there's a city? I got a phone call from a number, you know, one of these fucking scam numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And the city is called Truth or Consequences. Look this up.
Yeah, that's, I've never heard of this. Yes,
Truth or Consequences.
Is that New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Yeah.
Truth or Consequences, New Mexico gave me a call from a number I didn't recognize.
Yeah.
That's a fucking place.
Yeah, that is crazy.
That's a real place.
It also would be crazy to be like, that's where I'm from. Right? If like somebody was like, where are you from?
Truth or consequences.
They're like, okay, could you tell me where you're from? I'll take truth, please.
Truth for 100, Alex.
Oh my God. Scroll a little bit. Hold on. It has frequently been noted on lists of unusual place names for having chosen to rename itself in March of 1950 after the Truth or Consequences radio show. That's what they fucking named it after?
It sounds like a comedian's tour. Truth right. or Consequences.
It sounds like one that has caution tape around his mouth. And yeah.
You don't want me to say what I'm going to say.
My God, I remember following guys like that, like mm-hmm. on those like shows you do coming up, and they're like, you don't want me up there next. You're like, wait, what? And they're like, I don't care about nothing.
I'll say whatever.
There's always a victim to my jokes. Yeah, a guy who like makes himself out.
Any
to be,
blacks in here tonight? You're yeah. like, oh shit, I gotta get home.
Oh yeah. And they're like, oh what? I can't joke about this. God, fried chicken, guys. Here we go.
Like, just eating it on stage.
Yeah.
He's eating fried chicken.
And then he gets off and he's like, they're weak.
It's a like, shit audience.
Shit people.
I don't know how to take a fucking joke.
Anyway.
I'm getting a call right now from one of our producers. Probably can't get a hold of Bobby.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Such a sad world.
Yeah.
No, we do miss you guys a lot, honestly. You brought like a zhuzh. You left Bert here, which was kind of weird.
I know. He's so fat.
You could have taken him. Yeah. That clip that they put up of him being like, I'll never stop drinking. It's like nobody thought you would. Like who was like, one day he probably will. And now he's on that tour with everybody.
He went. I saw him.
Thanks for the invite on the tour, Bert. Really
there you go, Bert.
That man.
I saw him 4 weeks before the tour started. Mm-hmm. He's like, "You're about to see a new me," and I was like, "When?" And he goes, "When the tour starts." I was like, "In a month?" He goes, "Yep, I'm gonna be fucking jacked." I was like, "All right."
He is jacked.
And then he did. He did a cleanse for like 5 days.
5 day cleanse.
Yeah, like a 5 or 6 day cleanse, and then. You know, he dropped some weight. He's like, check. I go, yeah, but that's not real weight loss. You just mm-mm. are not eating right
yeah.
now.
It's water weight.
Yeah, and then he went back on tour, and every day he's like, ah. <Yeah. laughs>
That tour looks so fucking fun, though.
It does look fun.
Him, right? it's Attell, it's Gillis, Taylor Tomlinson.
Big J
and one more. I forgot who the
fifth is. There's a couple other rotating people in it.
Oh, the people that come and go?
Yeah, there's some that come and go, yeah.
Good for them, dude. That looks really fun.
Yeah, it's pretty rad. Yeah, because Diaz
Nikki Glaser is on it?
Yeah, Fortune's doing some.
Brian Simpson, love. Chelsea Lynn, love.
Chelsea Lynn. Norman's doing a couple dates. Yeah, Sal.
Oh, yeah.
Who's at the bottom there?
Aaron Weber. He's the fucking man. Do you know him?
I don't know Aaron.
He's the shit. Aaron is married to Lucy from Zany's Nashville.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
that's
Lucy.
His wife. Yeah. Okay. And he's the fucking, that dude is so fucking funny, man. He's awesome. He does he's on Bargatze's show.
Okay.
I don't know if they're doing it together anymore, but very funny guy. Dude, there's so many fucking funny people that are coming up in the ranks now that are like, it's just, comedy's getting stronger in that regard.
Yeah.
The other bullshit, the political side of comedy, whatever the wave of all that stuff is fucking trash. But the talent that's coming up is so fucking good lately. You know Ron Taylor? You know who that is?
Uh-uh.
The guy from the store. He's great. There's some guys that I've seen lately that are just ripping.
At the store too?
Yeah. Just like, and I see it online now too. It's so funny. I see more online than I do live anymore because you're gone. You come and you go. Mm-hmm. But man, people's clips now because everyone's putting up clips. Remember how hard it was to get a tape and a clip? You know what I mean? Like 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Someone's like, how do you get a tape? It's like, it's a fucking nightmare.
I know.
Pay a friend to come.
So many people have like clips of their stuff up like the night after they do it. They have like a guy that's with them shooting.
Andrew Schultz is shooting live as he's live streaming. It's how fast he puts his shit up. It's like
so fast.
It's like he's saying the joke and it's on his Instagram the moment he does it.
Yeah.
He's the best at that. I'm the worst. I don't put anything out.
I don't either. I had a guy who, sometimes you just notice that I was posting photos from my tour.
Yeah.
And the same dude would go, post jokes. I don't want to, like, we want to see, you're supposed to be a comedian. And he's like, you're just posting a hype. I was like, hype?
Wow.
It was just photos
from
the tour.
You're a hype dog now.
And then the next day I would post something else. He's like, we want jokes. I was like, you don't run this account.
They do expect that to be the thing.
Yeah.
But that's why the new age is like, give me exactly what I want out of your profile or I don't want to follow you anymore.
Yeah, you're welcome to unfollow.
That's what it is now, though. Yeah, I'm just unfollow.
I don't post jokes, ever.
You've never posted a joke. I've never seen you post a clip or a joke like that.
No, and I don't think I will unless I so feel inclined. I just like, I'm like, no.
Unless you decide that it's what you want to transition to. And I shouldn't use that word around Christina. When she was born a man, yeah?
Yeah, but then we're talking 54 years ago, basically.
Right.
55, really.
Right.
Yeah.
But she's full. The surgery's full.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
It looks like a... It looks
like a penis that was tucked in?
Yeah, but I mean, it looks like an old one. So it's kind of confusing. It's kind of nice.
But she kept her balls for sure.
Ah, they're back there. She's built in such a way that you have to really look back there. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Here, let me show you something super rad.
In my mind, I just saw Christina with balls. It's so funny to me.
Oh, it'd be great.
Like on a special, she has shorts on or something, and she's just one nut hanging out each side of
her
shorts.
Side? Horrible or hilarious?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I mean, can I see the start again? Let me see who it is again. Can you see who it is?
They could maybe not be alive.
Yeah, no, but you know, maybe. Oh, two young guys?
Yeah.
Very funny. Oh. Yeah, they're dead. One of them's dead. One of them broke their neck. Yeah, without a doubt. But it's worth the clip.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, you got to post it. Imagine they both die in the butt and the kid's like, I got to put this up on my gram. I shot it.
His parents were like, could you not?
Nah, he's like, I have to. The hits are rolling in. This is TikTokable for sure.
Millions of hits.
And you just do a remix of this on TikTok with whatever new song is trending right now. I think that's very... Uh-oh. Whoa!
And then he's like, I got to get out of here, man. For those of you listening, this truck comes flying by. This is... I don't know. It's not Chicago, but I don't know what city it is.
Taipei.
And like the truck gets lifted and there's a guy that happens to be standing just on the side of the road.
Minding his own business.
And he almost gets it. His life almost ends. He's
we just
so
watched
close.
It just come right near the end of his life. And then this guy in the truck was like, fuck, we almost killed him.
Yeah. And then the guy's like, I'm out of here.
Fuck this. I got to go. I got that meeting.
It's just like how he was like he, if he had been standing a foot this way, then the front of the truck just mashes him into the wall, you know?
My God. What did it, and by the way, what did it hit? What did the truck hit that moved it?
I feel like, something
hit a tree.
Overpass or tree, yeah.
And pulled it?
Yeah. How fucking strong is that tree?
The tree's got fucking limbs, dog. That tree. You know when, you said you don't know where this is?
Yeah.
There's a guy online who does this like geo mapping game. Uh-huh. Where it'll show you a photo and you guess where it is and it's within a certain square mile radius. Have you seen this before?
No, but I've seen a news thing about this.
This is crazy.
One of the saddest things I ever saw, actually, it reminds me of.
What?
Man, it was so horrible. This is true. This is actually very true. In Africa, there's some war or the fighting between Cameroon and a neighboring country.
Uh-huh.
And there was video of these soldiers walking these people to execute them. And then they said, like, no, this what, like when people said you're executing people in this part of the world, like in this part, they all were like, no, that's not what this is. And then geo mappers, the New York Times did this profile, it was unbelievable, showed the video and then would pause it and like show the range of the mountains and then, and then line it up with the real mountain range. And then they kept doing it throughout the video. So they were, the video was eventually used to,
as evidence.
And these guys ended up going to prison.
Fuck. That's insane.
But it was wild.
These people that can geo map, it's crazy. There was a couple of dudes that do it and they're like, they set a timer of how
they
fast.
Do it that fast.
It's creepy how fast they are. Like it'll tell
and
you.
They use like Google Earth or.
Yeah. Google Earth. And they pinpoint it and then it zooms in and it shows you within like this one dude I saw was it within like 20 miles every.
What's the account? Cause that
time.
Sounds cool to me.
I don't remember. Nadav's got a fucking fast finger it, but I saw it the other day. And I was like,
geo map.
It's
Instagram
like,
account?
It's like geo map racing. Like they do it. They time themselves to see who can do it the fastest.
Geo. All right. And then like,
I don't know where maybe I saw it on TikTok.
Right. Is that it? That's geo ranking. I think,
no, there's a dude. I think it might've been on TikTok where I saw
him. Geo map racing. You know what I mean? Let's see.
I don't know. He was honestly though. So impressive what he would do. Like he would keep the way TikTok is just a wealth of beauty, by the way.
Well, if you find it again, send it to me.
Yeah,
so
I will.
I like that kind of stuff.
There's so much good stuff on that fucking site. TikTok is so funny. Such a great waste of space.
So funny.
I love it.
This one is so.
I know she's obsessed.
It. Yeah.
In a good way.
Like, do you ever not?
Yeah.
Yeah. That hurts.
I love accidents during burnouts because I just think burnouts are you're begging for something to go wrong.
Yeah. I mean, the ones that are on the street.
Yeah.
Like, and then a person standing there with their phone.
Love it. Love watching a guy get hit.
Oh, my God.
So funny. Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
There's like five people on earth that know how to like drift and burn accurately. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
What's that guy's name? He's like the best.
I don't know.
There's one dude that's like the fucking guy for Red Bull.
Most of those car review guys are pretty rad at it.
Those guys are good.
Like Chris Harris and...
What's Gymkhana? Why does Gymkhana come to my mind? Look, Gymkhana. There's a dude that's so fucking good. I can't remember his name, but he does Red Bull ones and he can park in between two cars and shit. Like it's insane how good his burnouts are.
Really?
Yes. But anybody else that's doing street shit?
No.
Yeah, bro, you're getting fucked.
You should run for your life if you see this happening.
I'm never doing that.
If I ever saw this like in a parking lot or something, I'm going in the opposite direction. I'm
I
not
leave.
Gonna be like, oh, what's going on over here?
I leave.
Yeah, you're gonna lose your fucking limbs, man.
By an inch. Could have been. This is great though. You just try to have a nice day at the skate park and this guy shows up.
He's like, you guys want to see some shit? Yeah.
We're just trying to kickflip off that box.
And again, you got to be like, you do it over there.
Over there.
Yeah.
Go that way with the dirt bike.
Yeah.
Did you ever own a bike?
Like a dirt bike? Like
yeah.
No. You did?
In college.
Really?
Yeah. We crashed it.
At ASU?
Yeah. It was bad. It was really, really bad.
The crash was bad?
One of my friends got hurt very, very bad. Yeah. Yeah.
Were you?
He's okay.
Oh, he's okay now.
Yeah, we were drunk on dirt bikes.
And were you on public streets?
No, no, no. No. We didn't take it on a road. We were in like a field in like a park. It was like a public park.
How fucked up did he get?
Pretty bad. Went to the ER. Pretty bad.
Broken bones.
Broke a lot of bones. Yeah, knocked out some teeth.
Shit. Did you guys have one or multiple?
No, no, no. We had one. A friend. It wasn't. It was like a friend let us all use his bike. And he was reckless as fuck. It was great.
I think I also had like real intimidation factor for bikes. You know,
you're scared of them.
Yeah, but I mean, I remember growing up, I had a friend's mother had these like horrific, like summertime you go to the pool, these horrific scars. I was like, how'd you get those? She was like, oh, motorcycle.
Yeah, biking.
And like that was really young, and I was like, oh, you know. And then I didn't actually get on a motorcycle and drive one until a year and a half, 2 years ago.
They're so fun.
And it was fun, but I, you know, I was like, oh, I need some practice at this. It was
when someone's like, oh, you're going to put it down or you're going to get hurt and die. Yeah. And I'm always like, but it's so fun. Mm-hmm. It's kind of worth it. Mm-hmm. It's like our love, my love for speed for cars. Like you love that.
Yeah.
It's almost like if I'm dying and I die, and I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. It's just so. Have you bought any new toys, by the way?
Yeah.
Does little Papa Tom have new toys he doesn't want to tell anybody about? Is that your toy outside? Did you buy that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good boy. Good boy. You need to have something for you.
You got to have some fun when you're touring too much. It's like you kind of go.
You tour a fuckload.
Doing, yeah.
Like how many dates do you have coming? Are you doing? It's endless.
Yeah.
You just did. You said fill me up. Fill me up, daddy. When you called your agent, go fill me up, daddy.
I did.
Is that what you say to them?
Yeah.
Fill me up, daddy. Do you let your boys call you daddy?
They don't say that.
What do they say?
They say dad. Puppy? No, they say dad.
They never said daddy.
I mean, I feel like they almost get out of it on their own. Like they say that like when they're like really small.
Dada, yeah.
And then most of the time, I think if they're pleading, they might say it. You know, daddy, dad, like, you know, I daddy, need something. Please, please, daddy. Please. But most of the time, like Ellis is just like, dad.
Dad? And,
or he'll be like, Tom, because he calls me Tom.
You have cavemen as children?
He has like a
dad.
Real, yeah. Dad, Tom.
Break food.
Hey, Tom.
What do they call her?
Oh, you're home, Tom. They call her mommy, mom. Yeah.
Mom.
Yeah. They go, I'm trying to think because Julian won't, I think he says daddy sometimes. A lot of times he goes, I hate you.
That's real love.
First thing. Yeah. He goes,
that's real
you.
Love.
Or my favorite is, because this is also love, I go, I love you. And they go, I know. And I'm like, how do you know? They're like, you say it all the time. Like super.
They're right though.
Yeah.
They do know. I don't need to hear it anymore. My parents almost never said, I love you.
Really?
Never.
Isn't that like, you don't have kids?
No.
But it's so weird when you hear those stories and you have kids and you go like, how can you not say it to your kid? You know what I mean? Like if you have a kid, I bet you're going to say, I love you like crazy.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I tease. My parents did. It was just like, but it was different. Ours was like, you know, when you see like a touchy feely family.
Yeah.
And so, it yucks me out.
Yeah. Sometimes they're too much. Because
we were never a touchy feely family.
Yeah.
We give a hug goodbye.
Yeah.
But also, if we didn't, it'd be okay too. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like you got to give me a hug and a kiss goodbye.
Yeah.
And I would go over to a friend's house and you'd see it and you'd be like, what the fuck is that about? Like, have you ever had a friend where, like, you know, you kiss, someone wants a kiss on the cheek?
Yeah.
I've had friends' moms where they make you kiss them on the mouth.
What?
Oh, yeah, dude. I do recently, not even now.
Really?
There's a friend of ours who.
Tom Brady style?
I kiss her on the mouth.
The mother?
She's a friend. Well, she's a friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Like the couple is a husband and wife friend of ours, and they're a little bit older than us. But when I say goodbye, she kisses me on the mouth.
Isn't that strange to you?
It's strange when she grabs my dick when she does it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's fine.
How hard does she grab it?
It's just a brush.
Oh, okay.
It's like a little.
It's kind of like saying you count too. You know? You matter.
I would kiss you if I could.
Yeah.
But she gives me a kiss on the mouth.
I do remember.
It throws
like,
me, man. I don't know how to feel.
Do you feel like there's like almost like a high society type of model? Let's say we think of like high end modeling.
Yeah.
I feel like that's all like
kiss
like,
on the mouth.
Kiss on the mouth.
Because it comes from ancestral stuff.
I don't know why it's like in that world a big thing. Like literally fashion.
Yeah.
But I remember like going out with, not even like dating, but going out with a group and the girls were all like basically almost like goodbye, darling.
Mm-hmm.
And like would all mouth kiss. And you're like, the fuck is happening right now? You know, like three women like kissing you on the lips and you're like, but that was how they kissed everybody goodbye.
Were they foreign?
No.
Because you have an excuse if you're not from this country.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you know, your mom's from
third worlder. She's in Peru. Yeah, she's Peru. There right now.
And when they say goodbye, they put a thumb in your butt.
You put it in the person's butt that you're saying goodbye to.
Right. That makes sense.
Right. And then you have to go like, you go like that.
So you go.
Yeah. And then it's like, I love you.
Yeah. That's I love you.
That's I love you.
Yeah. Ma.
Yeah.
I mean, look, every culture is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the kiss goodbye thing is always a little, it threw me for a loop because I kissed her on the cheek. When I would hug, she would do the thing, like lean into, and I was like, oh, she wants a kiss on the cheek. And then I would, but then she would face me and kiss me on the mouth. Mm. What do I do? What do you say? You don't say anything.
You just do. I know. I have to say that the first one who did it, this is years ago, but she went, I was kind of like, oh, like I almost went like, because I like almost felt bad. Like, you probably don't want to do that. She was like, no.
I don't want to. I mean, that's the same thing. Like, does she kiss you goodbye when you, like, say you're going out.
Uh-huh.
Does she want to kiss goodbye?
I would say yes, but almost like you said, like, it, you know, I think when you have kids, things kind of change too, because maybe she's like, I'm late. I got it. I'll see you guys later. Like,
and then you're out.
If we're in the proximity of each other, yeah, probably.
Yeah, see, for me, it's always like, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
To get, like this, to come to here.
Yeah.
All right, bye, give me a kiss. It's like, I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. I feel like a little outing like that. Thing. Yeah.
It's like, I'll be back. And then she said one time, well, what if you don't come back?
Jesus, that's heavy.
And I said, well, then you get the house.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? That's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Yeah, then you don't have to have me in your memory as the last thing you did was kiss me.
You could also really up that life insurance.
And she just did.
Yeah?
Yeah, $17 million, I think, or something like that.
That's a lot of money.
I know. I thought about why she did it.
There's so much on me. So much. And then if Christina dies, I get like a fucking weekend at the Wiltern money. I'm like, hey, how about we up this a little bit?
I get one show at the Wiltern.
I don't fucking, that's not gonna cover a lot.
That's not it.
No,
it's not gonna fucking do it.
Yeah, she probably wants me to, I don't even gotta tell her the policy. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is so much money.
You hear those stories all the time about like the plotting of killing their significant other once the insurance money is finished. They're so sloppy. Sloppy.
My favorite detail is like, I saw one of these about a murder on one of these shows, and they go, the woman planned it, you know, and the guy died.
Uh-huh.
And then the day he died, she was like, what's up with, like, she called the insurance company, like, how do I collect this? They're like, he just died today.
She's like, I know.
I'm very sad to pay for it. Can you send it? And they're like, this is suspicious.
I'm miserable, but I like to grieve financially. Yeah. So just send it over to me.
Oh my God.
You'd be lost without her and you know it.
Yeah.
You'd be nowhere.
Yeah.
You'd give up the kids for sure if she was gone. You'd just leave them where they are.
Yeah, that's why we need to up that policy so I can hire somebody. Yeah. I wonder if I can hire someone.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, question for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, obviously I love videos and clips and we try to, you know.
Yeah.
So tell me if you think, because I sent the boys this one. Mm-hmm. It's on this other screen. And I go, I want this on the show. And they go, we can't play this on YouTube. And I was like, bullshit. And he was like, you can't. So I was like, all right, let's show Santino.
Yeah.
And let him weigh in on whether it's YouTube friendly or not.
Sure.
Okay.
Get down. Put your fucking hands up, pussy. Put your fucking hands up, pussy. Get down. Put your fucking hands up, pussy. Put the fucking gun down and scrap like a man, bitch. Scrap like a man, bitch.
Shirt off. Bert.
Yep.
Pulls a Bert. Dude, what did you think was gonna fucking happen?
That guy's like right in front of you too.
Also, lucky it didn't hit something vital.
It might have.
Because he shot down. He could have shot. He was pointed at his face.
Yeah.
I think that's YouTubeable.
I think so too.
Now that they're owned by Google,
what's the
and their leniency has gone through the roof.
What's your like angle on why it's not YouTube friendly?
Because it's an attempted murder.
Oh, is it though? You don't know his intentions. Intentions mean everything. What was his intent? His intent was to scare him.
His intent was also to just defuse the fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you think he shot him?
In the dick?
Maybe.
It was in the it looked like in the thigh.
Groin, thigh.
Let's see. Let's check it out again.
Be stomach.
Zola thought kneecap.
Scroll a little bit.
Put your fucking hands up, pussy.
Yeah, go there.
This guy, dude, this guy's got fucking balls. Fighting a guy with a gun? No, he shoots him in like the hip of the leg.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Okay, right?
Ow.
Oh, yeah. It could be the thigh even.
Yeah.
Right? Could be the thigh.
Can I tell you how good I am at geo mapping?
Yeah.
I know this is Arizona.
You do?
100%.
Really?
I went to school out here. I know. I know that bush and I know those kind of trees.
Does
and-
it say, by the way, let's see right now. Does it say in this story, or like, you know, in that video description, does it say where it is or any of those comments?
I bet my life it's Arizona. Because this kind of stuff
someone's
does
not
that I'm seeing.
Someone's going to say where it is, though. That's so fucking
this
funny.
Has got to be Gilbert or Glendale even. Maybe even Mesa. Maybe even like East Mesa. If you can find out the news of that, that looks so Arizonan. And that situation is very an Arizona situation.
Yeah.
The amount of times of like bro fights of like, he's got a gun. It's like, let's fuck him up. You're like, what? You're going to fight the guy who's got a fucking weapon?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Go, man.
We knew a guy in college who used to bring a gun out with him. A wild boy.
Really?
Yeah. It was sweet dude.
Yeah.
But he was just like, loved having a gun on him.
I know a couple of Hickory boys that would do that.
It's crazy.
And there was one guy who was slanging that stuff, and he shot himself in the leg.
That's even fun. That's what you get.
Yeah.
That's even funnier.
Yeah,
you got to shoot yourself sometimes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So your vote is YouTube friendly, though.
I think it is.
Yeah, and then the other
Dav shakes it off.
Because okay, tell me about this one. This is Memorial Weekend this year, right? This is.
Oh my God!
His firework went off in his hand. Oh, wow. He needs to go to the ER, though. Right?
Where did you find this? Is this Faces of Death?
No. Isn't he impressively...
He's
together.
So chill.
Yeah, he's like, check it out.
Fucking handgun. I guess I got to finish this Michelob Ultra before I bleed out. That is fucking crazy.
Yeah,
You know who did that? JPP.
Yeah, that's right.
Exact same thing happened to him.
Right.
He blew his fucking hand off on the 4th of July.
And was able to return to the NFL and be a playmaker.
It just shows that you don't need hands to be in the NFL.
Well, it's crazy.
In his position, you don't. You need nubs, strong nubs. He's got one strong nub.
He has, I think, what, two fingers on one hand?
I think it's two. Yeah, I think it's two fingers. By the way, I'm going to talk some shit. He ditched us on a fucking interview. We had an interview set up with him and he fucking ditched us.
Really? Do that. Look him up. Look up his hand.
Pierre-Paul
hand.
Yeah, I was doing the sports show. We were interviewing a bunch of athletes, and he fucked us off.
Let's see what it looks like.
It's a bummer.
This is from...
There it is. Yeah, that's a good photo. And that's
so like, he's got ring finger, pinky, thumb.
Kind of a thumb.
Yeah. And he's missing index and middle. Can you make that larger?
And that's from holding a firework. Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fucking around with a firework. Yikes.
Yeah. Damn. That guy makes plays in the NFL.
Yeah, he's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
That's wild.
Also, of all these years of firework stuff, don't we know? Like, don't you know? You know?
We, by the way, I definitely could have been dead or maimed.
I should have been dead 100 times.
Especially from those, what are they called? They're like, it's like considered a mini stick of dynamite.
M80s?
Yeah, M80s.
Yeah, you're dead.
And we would, you know, I just remember going out with these guys, oh, we got an M80. You just go out in this field, like near the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And you're like standing right there, like, I think we should get back. You fucking stand
It'll
back.
It'll be fine.
And fucking, blew this thing to pieces. I mean, we were like
shrapnel in your eyeballs.
Holy shit.
I should have died a couple hundred times a bunch of different ways. I used to fly on single engine Cessnas with my buddy from college.
Really?
Yeah, insane. We flew to San Diego from Phoenix. Should have died.
And he was a pilot?
Yeah.
Was he trained? I mean, he was a...
Going through training school. Yeah. He was at Embry-Riddle going to flight school. Yeah. It's insane, dude.
Did it get hairy like the flight?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
What would happen?
I mean, dude, you would on the takeoff even, you would feel it shift like sideways and stuff like that. And then a lot of times, those are usually like instrument or pilot failure, you know, like they fuck up.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, like we'd be going through some sketchy winds, and that thing is just, you have to like level
that
it out.
So I took a few flying lessons, and the one that I took in Santa Monica, we went up in a Cessna, like a single engine Cessna. And what I was so, like flying around, you're like, oh, okay, the approach to land, it's like a gust of wind came and the plane went like this. And I was like,
so dangerous.
I mean, it felt like you feel like you're a paper plane in the sky. And you're like, oh shit.
We used to do that all the time. He made his brother almost throw up because he was doing zero gravity drops where you just drop down. And and then, I did that. I can't believe I ever did that shit. I rode in the back of a pickup truck from Mexico into South Padre Island, Texas, Matamoros from Mexico to Texas. We jumped in the back of a fucking pickup truck and this guy was going like 110 over the bridge. I should be dead, dude. I should be dead 100 times over. There was no room in the cab and I was like, I'll just get in a bed.
You're just hammered though.
Hammered.
Sunburnt.
Sunburnt. Yeah. Just so dumb.
God.
Going to Mexico to get drugs. It was like, what are we, you know, I should have been dead 100,000 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet here I am.
Telling you, man, Kratom, you got to get on it.
That's the secret.
I got
to get Kratom and get jacked.
I'm a huge fan.
The one thing I can't do is kettlebells because I look dumb when I do them.
I think we all do.
Yeah, it's just something. Can we make those not look so stupid? We look so stupid when you do them.
Yeah.
Like the flip wrist, the jerks and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't like when I see people doing them at the gym. I'm always like, you're a fucking idiot.
You fucking
clown. Just do a regular weight, you fucking idiot.
Stupid asshole.
Although I use bands more now. The fucking T.O. workout. Bands.
Yeah.
He swears by bands.
He does?
Yeah, he loves bands.
He's a freak.
I mean,
yeah.
That's one of those superior humans where they just made him better than everybody.
I talked to one of his former teammates, and we were talking about like freak athlete stuff, and he was like, dude, because he would just like basically strip down and then work out like in shorts so that everybody could see like
how fucking shredded he was.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Funny to watch them do normal things better than everybody. When they just can do normal shit better than you.
Like what?
It's just like we're out. We were out in fucking Hawaii and I played in this golf tournament with.
Oh, you played with like the Chiefs.
Pat Mahomes and Travis. And like we were out 600 or 700 yards out into the middle of the fucking ocean. And you can see to the bottom. And this instructor, this guy was incredible. He was like, I'm going to dive down and see if I can shoot the gun at a couple of mahi-mahi and we can get sashimi at shore. And I was like, what? And he would dive to the bottom and I'm not exaggerating. 2 full minutes, hold his breath and just wait on the bottom of the ocean to see if any fish would come out. And then he was like, oh, there's a shark in this cave. And I was like, wait, seriously? He's like, yeah, but it's a pretty docile shark. I've seen it. I'm here every day. And I was like, okay. And he goes, I'm going to dive down and make it come out. And I was like, no, just leave it. Don't make it come out. And he's like, no, check this out. And I was like, fuck this. What the fuck? He dives down. He entices the shark. It comes out, swims right around him. He like looks up at us and it goes right back into the fucking cave. Well, there's all these like coral, these huge, beautiful coral chunks. And he's like, you can swim under the coral chunk if you can hold your breath long enough and come back up. And I was like, no fucking way. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah.
Those guys, fucking all of them did it.
All of them did it.
Didn't even think about it. I mean, because they're young athletes. They're like, I can go down and do that. I was like, you have no experience swimming. It had to been 15 feet down to get under the coral and then come all the way back up. I was like, no, I'm not.
They're
fucking,
like, no problem.
No problem. Without even skipping a beat.
Wow.
Pat, all those guys just like, came right back down. And I'm bitched out. I'm like, if it was 5 feet, I might have thought about it. It was too far. I was like, the shark is there. Why would I go down there? Fuck that. No way. But those dudes, you forget. You're like, oh, they're athletes.
Yeah.
They're like, anything is possible.
World class, too.
Yeah, anything. Literally, they could do anything at all. And it's like, oh, yeah, that worked.
Yeah.
They're just built better. Yeah. Their brains are, their confidence level is so much higher than you could ever dream. Like, it's just, they go, I want this to happen. And it does.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you're better than me.
You have that. They have those.
God loves you.
D1 frames too. Mm-hmm. Which you're just like, wow. You're just like it's everything you are, but you're like, oh, it's a step bigger and better.
Your back is a shape.
Yeah.
Your back is an actual shape. It looks like a fucking geometric shape.
Yeah.
And I have skin on bones.
Yeah.
God just draped skin on my body.
But you want to? You know the truth?
Huh?
They're fucking boring, man. They're fucking boring.
Fuck them all.
They're dolts.
Yeah.
You sit in the, hey, yeah. What'd you do? I fucking lifted. Yeah, you're fucking boring.
Yeah, we're better than you guys.
Yeah. I ran my routes.
You know, I've been thinking about it, by the way.
What?
I think the gun video is YouTube friendly.
It is, right?
Yeah. I think we should put it up, Nadav.
Maybe the fireworks, not so much. Because there's a little, it's kind of gory.
It's a little fucking repulsive.
When his hands are is gone?
It's a little fucking repulsive to watch
his... coming out
it looks
of
like
it.
He's doing this. It looks like he's like fucking right on. Dog? Just drink up, dog.
Hawaii. Yeah.
Every year we'd go to Lake Havasu at Arizona State. People would go down there and every year someone dies or something fucked in. Sure. Like this happens. Yeah. Every year either someone like falls off a rock and kills themselves or a boat. They drown under a boat or something.
This has to be the most panic time for a parent is when you have a boy and he's between like 15 and 22. You're like, every day you're like, what kind of dumb call am I going to get today about some shit this kid did? Because that's when you're just fucking retarded.
And you're just trying it. Yeah. You're just, you're like, I'm going to try it.
Like,
whatever it is, I'm going to drink it, eat it, smoke it, try it.
I thought that if I leapt off this parking garage, I would just land.
What was really going to happen to me?
So crazy.
We used to climb trees in Arizona to pick oranges.
Yeah.
And fall out of them often.
Yeah.
No big deal. Just get back up.
I was just commenting because I just saw the last Jackass movie, Jackass Forever.
Oh my God.
It was so funny. But one of the things I noticed during it is you're watching it and there's there are these new cast members and they're much younger.
Yeah.
And you just the way how they would like fall and just bounce up. And you're like, oh, that's someone who's like 26.
Yeah.
Right? Like he would like fucking launch out of a thing, hit the ground, go whoop, and then stand up. And then he'd be like, that was crazy. You're like, that's different. Than 47.
Those are well, they're still malleable.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah,
they
it's wild to watch them as older as they've gotten get hurt because I feel worse for them.
Yeah,
knowing that like Knoxville's, you know, fucking cash and checks still.
That last stunt.
Yeah,
has like some lasting effect. I don't know him personally.
Well, he broke his penis. The last movie, he literally broke his penis because his urethra was severed or something.
This last one, though, that bull flips him and he's really fucking knocked out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those are major concussions.
Yeah, but again, you know, you do what you love.
Yeah, you do. I really hope he doesn't do some shit like that again.
No, yeah. I think this has to be the last.
Imagine, you're 50 and you're like, what happened today? I got hit by a bull that I was taunting in a top hat. Yeah.
I mean, dude, his career started in those Big Brother tapes. I mean, he got shot in the chest. He took a bullet to the chest.
Really?
You've never seen that?
I don't think so.
The original like Big Brother like audition tape / first video or something. I'm going to fuck it up. But the original first one was him wearing a bulletproof vest and getting shot in the chest with a gun. And they were so scared. I think it's on a documentary somewhere, but you can look it up on YouTube. But Johnny talks about how they were all like, why are we doing this?
I feel like I would have been that guy, like if I had done that, they'd have been like, oh, this vest had a malfunction.
Yeah.
I would definitely.
That's the beginning and the end of Tom.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got shot in the chest and then that's when he started tasing and pepper spraying. And they did all that stuff years and years and years ago.
God, really?
I mean, he's been doing that for like 40 years.
It's crazy.
30 years.
Yeah, I feel like I was in college and he was on television doing this.
Well, because Bam Margera and those guys were doing that shit too. They had the video called CKY. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. His brother had a band called Camp Kill Yourself. And then they named a series, these VHS tapes called CKY. And they were fucking amazing. And it was them and a bunch of them and a bunch of fucking Pennsylvania dudes fucking Philly, like what are they? Not Philly. Where are they from? They're from like
The sticks.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And they'd be fucking doing dumb, crazy
shit.
Oh shit, bro! Fucking dude, watch it, bro.
Yeah, it's on. It's on.
It's fucking on, dude. Light it on fire, dude. Yeah. Don't be a fucking puss, bro.
Yeah.
They would do insane, jump off of fucking roofs and shit. It made me want to do all that.
Yeah.
It made me want to jump off of stuff.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. It's more. Only us guys that are wired like that.
Yeah, women are like, look at how fucking dumb that is.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
They're like, it's funny to watch you get hurt, but I don't want to do it.
I'm not going to do it.
All right, we got to wrap it up. Thank you so much for coming
today.
Thank
you, man. It's good to see you, babe.
It's good to see you, too. You want to say anything?
All right. That's that.
That's how it is. Yeah, man. Love you.
Love you, buddy. Good to see you.
Like that full episode of Your Mom's House? Are your jeans as high and tight as it can be? I doubt it. Watch some more clips, dude. Look at that one. Watch that one right here. Or maybe here. Maybe here. Maybe, maybe you should subscribe. That way, every time a new video gets posted, you'll be notified. Stay in the know, jeans. Subscribe now.